Kellyanne Jennings, a former Port Hope Elementary School teacher, is now behind bars after being sentenced for sex crimes against children. Justice Nathan Baker in a Lindsay court Thursday sentenced her to 4 years in prison, the sentencing request from Crown Attorney Julianne Barrett. Defense Attorney Dean Embry was advocating for a conditional sentence, sparing her any jail time. Jennings previously pleaded guilty to luring a minor through telecommunications and child pornography. She communicated with three former students through Snapchat. Jennings sent half-nude and full-nude photos of herself as well as videos of her touching herself, including masturbation, to the victims. She requested that the victims too send her naked photos and videos as well. The victims did send photos and videos. The third victim forwarded the Snapchat material to Port Hope Police, who opened an investigation and eventually arrested her in August 2024. Investigators alleged at that time that a boy came forward accusing her of inappropriate touching on a school trip. The incidents are alleged to have occurred between June 2022 and April 2024, all taking place in the Port Hope area. Justice Baker stated that a custodial sentence reflected the severity of the crimes committed and the ongoing harm to the children victims. He said children are vulnerable and deserve protection and respect and should not be used by adults for sexual gratification. There is a publication ban in effect to protect the identities of the victims. Embry denied interviewing or issuing a statement when court concluded. Jennings showed no emotion or remorse as she was taken into custody to begin serving her sentence. She will be placed on the sex offender registry for life following a period of probation. She is also prohibited from attending public parks, swimming pools, daycares, or any setting where children under the age of 16 are expected to be present, and she is barred from gaining employment where she has authority over children under the age of 16. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.